Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. We pray that you've had a good week, and we're very thankful that you're able to listen again this morning. Now, today's message is titled, Getting It Right, and our main text will be found in John chapter 3, verse 3. But before we get started, let me take just a minute and invite you to attend services with us today. Now, we're located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri, and we'll be meeting for Sunday school at 10 a.m. this morning. But for now, we're going to spend the next 15 minutes talking about getting it right. So without further delay, here is Pastor Wayne Reynolds.
John chapter 3 and verse number 3 states, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. We'd like to think this morning on the subject, getting it right. Sometimes I visit in hospitals and see many sick people. Some are terminally ill, and some are in for tests. Some are in the hospital to have babies, so that is a good time to visit. Sometimes, when I get to the hospital, the people have already gone home, and that is really good. There have been other times when I got to the hospital, the family greeted me with tears in their eyes, telling me their loved one had just passed away. Anytime I visit people in the hospital, I must have it right, and they must have it right as well. The doctors and nurses certainly want to be right. Is that true? Once I had a neighbor who had two little boys and one little girl. The oldest boy was in the second grade, and the girl was in the third grade. The smallest boy was going to start kindergarten the very next year. This smallest boy drank some gasoline and, of course, inhaled the fumes. There was little hope for his life, as the fumes kept coming up from his stomach and he continually breathed the dangerous fumes. The little boy didn't live very long, even though the parents rushed him to the hospital when they discovered what happened. After the little boy died, many neighbors rushed to the family home in an attempt to help the family cope with this tragedy and find some understanding or reason why these things happen. I remember one well-meaning neighbor who told this precious mother that her son had now been made one of the angels of heaven. She told this dear mother that there was a special place in heaven for children who die, that they have a special agent of God to watch over them until they grow up. When I heard this neighbor tell this tale to the mother, I wondered where in the world she got that idea. It certainly did not come from the Bible. Is there a Bible verse anywhere that states anything near to what I just said? Well, there isn't, is there? You know, people can get comfort from a lot of sources, but the greatest comfort of all is the comfort found in the Word of God. Many comforts are false comforts in that the end yields wretchedness and more hurt. The only true comfort comes from God Himself. God is able to comfort the comfortless. When I visit people in trying circumstances, I must get it right. Here are people who are looking for comfort and help from the man of God, because it is during times like these that people often turn to God, even if these people have rejected the counsel of God in their lives. It is during times of sorrow, stress, and distress that people often seek after God. Sometimes God gives me the opportunity to talk to people who are lost, people who are seeking to be right in the eyes of God. During these times, I must get it right. It is not right to tell lost sinners that they will be okay if they just keep on doing what they are doing. When Nicodemus came to Christ, he was told the truth. John 3 and verse number 3. Read that passage again with me this morning. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus was a very religious man. He was a Pharisee in the Jewish religion. Not only was he a Pharisee, which indicates he was among the best educated, he was also a teacher of the Pharisees. Nicodemus was teaching others about God, the Bible, and about the Pharisaic doctrine. The only problem was that Nicodemus didn't know Jesus Christ as his own personal Savior. It would have been wrong if Jesus Christ had told Nicodemus he was okay, that he would continue to be okay if he continued in his false religion, that he would be okay if he was just sincere. Nicodemus had everything the Jewish religion had to offer, yet he did not have eternal life. Nicodemus would go to hell if he died without Christ. Nicodemus had made some serious mistakes in his quest for religion. Nicodemus had been circumcised as an infant, yet his circumcision would not save his unworthy soul. Nicodemus had been educated by the religious folks of that day. Nicodemus had fulfilled all the requirements set down by the Pharisees, yet all these qualifications did not give him eternal life. There are lost people today who are earnestly seeking salvation. They want to be saved. They want to go to heaven when they die, and they will have forgiveness of their sins. They want to be clean and pure before Almighty God. For these people, I must tell them the absolute truth. And the absolute truth comes from God's own holy word. Notice, first of all, good works do not grant eternal life. The Bible states in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 2, verse 8 and verse 9, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Good works will not give you or anybody eternal life. Number two, being baptized will not give eternal life. Matthew records that there were some lost people who were full of their own religion who came to John the Baptist to be baptized. And what did John tell them? In Matthew chapter number 3, verse 5 through verse number 8. "Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he," that is John the Baptist, "when John the Baptist saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet," or that is, suitable for repentance. You see, being a church member does not assure a person of going to heaven when they die. Judas Iscariot was a member of the first church, the church that Christ established during his own personal ministry. But Judas was lost. Judas held an office in the first church and was highly esteemed and trusted by the other church members. According to John 12, verse number 6, Judas had the bag, which describes the bag that contained the treasury of the church. Judas was a church treasurer. He was highly esteemed and trusted, so trusted by the other church members that they didn't require him to give a detailed accounting of where all the money came from or what all the money was spent for. John 13:29 states that during the giving of the Passover and the establishment of the Lord's Supper, that Judas left the assembly of the church. Judas went out to betray Jesus Christ into the very hands of the Pharisees. But the church members thought he was going out to give something to the poor or to buy those things necessary. Judas was an apostle. He was chosen by Christ, who knew Judas would also betray him. When Jesus told his church that a person at the table would betray him, all the people asked, "Is it I?" Nobody considered that Judas was the one, but Jesus knew. All the things Judas did not give him eternal life. It did not grant him forgiveness of sins. When Judas died, he died lost, and he went out into his own place. Number three, being a preacher or doing miracles does not guarantee that the person is saved. Somebody would surely say, well, I know that all preachers are saved. But this is not what the Bible states. Listen to Matthew 7, verse 21 through 23. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You see, salvation is a gift of God. It is not something that we earn. It is not something that we work for. Salvation is a gift. Ephesians 2, verse 8 through 10 states, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Listen, how can a person have eternal life? This question was asked only one time in the entire Bible. In Acts number 16, Paul and Barnabas were in prison in Philippi. At midnight, there was a great earthquake. The foundations of the prison were shaken, and the bonds of every prisoner was loosed. The keeper of the prison was going to kill himself when Paul and Barnabas stopped him. At that point, the jailer asked the question, what must I do to be saved? Paul and Barnabas answered, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. By ceasing from their own works, and by trusting the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, Jesus Christ died that all might have life. Jesus Christ came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. If you are lost, listen, Jesus Christ came to seek and to save you.
And I couldn't help but think about Nicodemus and how he could have felt during this conversation in John chapter 3. Here he was, a very well-respected religious leader. He was a teacher. He knew so much more about the law than the average person. But we find in John chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus basically telling him that he was not bound for heaven, that in order to get to heaven he needed to be born again, he needed to see his need of a Savior, and he needed to trust in Jesus Christ. You know, the story of salvation has an offensive portion to it. It's going to be offensive to everyone in some way. You know, everyone needs to see that they need a Savior, and that means seeing that they are a sinner, and no one wants to hear that. But you can't repent and believe in Jesus Christ if you don't see your need. You know, and the human nature that we have wants to avoid this type of offense when we talk to people. But you know, it's as the title of the message states, we have to get it right. Getting it right. We have to have the right message. We can't water it down. We can't avoid the negative parts of the message. If we really care about people, we need to tell them the whole story, the right message. And if you're lost, then getting it right means seeing that you have a need. You can't take the parts of the Bible you want to hear and ignore the parts that says you're a sinner. You can't take the gospel message laid out by Christ and cherry-pick the parts you want. You must see that you are a wicked, hell-bound sinner, and that the only hope is in Jesus Christ, and there is no other way. Now, if you'd like to read more about this, you can log on to our website at www.independencebaptist.org. From the website, there are many free books, articles, and audio messages available. You can also come and talk to us in person. We are located at 124 South Main Street in Forest Hill, Missouri, and we'll be meeting for services today at 10 a.m., and then worship services at 11, prayer meeting at 3:45, and we'll also have evening worship services at 4:30. And then during the week, we'll have a Wednesday night Bible study that starts at 7. And we hope to see you there, and we'll be praying that the Lord blesses this week, and that you'll be able to join us again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.